Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to today's issues on the American Family Radio Network. Today's Issues is the name of this show, and it's been that way for since 1991. So I don't think it'll ever change.
Just in case they were wondering.
Yeah.
I just want to let just folks know.
No rebranding here.
The reason Tim was a little bit late bringing us back to the program, he was just bragging. Here on the air, while his wife Allison's probably not listening,
right?
About how he took control of a conversation last night, and I'm telling you, I'm just not buying it.
Yeah,
you know.
By the way, welcome Steve Jordahl.
Hey, everybody.
Steve Paisley Jordahl. Yeah, well, I think all husbands listening to me right now understand the dread when your wife ask you this question and you're distracted or you're watching a ball game or whatever, and she says to you, tell me what I just said.
It doesn't matter if you're a 350-pound linebacker.
It doesn't matter if you've been married 1 year or 50. Those words.
Yeah, that's right.
Strike fear in the heart of man.
Well, you better. So what did I just say? So I was just saying that I was bragging on myself last night.
Last night you were listening.
I got that last night, and I was listening.
Good.
So I threw it right back at her. Yeah. But I didn't say it like that.
No.
I didn't say back at you.
Right. And you didn't say booyah.
And I want to know this, too. How come husbands never don't have the right to say to the wife sometimes, what did I just say?
I'm going to answer that question. Because women are always listening.
Well, you got a point.
Yeah, they're always
stereotypes
listening.
Exist for a reason.
That's right.
Yep, that's right. You know, you did that to me one day on the air. Yeah.
What did I do?
You asked me the sermon.
What did I just say?
You asked me what the sermon was last Sunday at church or whatever.
Yeah.
And I told you. And
yeah,
I
you
started
did.
Explaining
I was impressed.
It, and you said, no, I was just trying to catch you. So. Booyah!
Here's what I always say about sermons, because, I mean, you can't, there's no way, if you can remember 3 points
right.
Of a sermon that was on Sunday, if you can remember that by Tuesday afternoon,
yes,
the 3 points, you're probably better than average.
Your dad, once in devotion, this is while I was working at AFA full-time, but pastoring part-time, he asked me on a Monday, he said, what did you preach on yesterday?
You!
He asked me what I preached on.
Oh, wow.
And my mind went blank.
I know.
And I was the one who preached the sermon.
Listen, all I can say to that is, here's just, you want me to spiritualize it?
Yeah, go ahead.
I always say this, listen, you can't comprehend nor store everything you hear all the
right.
time, even in a 45-minute, 30-minute right. sermon. But you do. But it does go down into your soul.
Yes. That's right. That word is sown in good soil.
The word of God is preached, and it goes down into your soul. If you listen and pay attention,
yes.
even if you can't recall every fine point
exactly.
Tuesday yes. afternoon. Can I get an amen?
Amen. You got an amen on that.
All right.
Now, what did you say?
I get you off the hook right there. What did I say is you better pay attention when Chelsea's talking to you about
That's
what you
right.
get at the grocery store.
You got it.
Okay?
You got it.
That's good radio there, folks. Yeah. Listen, for those of you, both men and women, you learned something.
You learned something.
Learned something the last 5 minutes.
Take away. All right, so back to Israel for just a moment. Steve, I had mentioned that, get your take on this. You didn't hear this, perhaps. I had mentioned in light of Israel being able to not be harmed by the drone attacks, by these ballistic missiles that Ed said 200 were fired yesterday, and yet Israel goes unscathed. I said, I can only attribute that to Almighty God protecting the nation of Israel. Do you have any thoughts on that? I know you're a newsman, not a Bible scholar, but still, go ahead.
But I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night, and I went to seminary.
Yeah. And you went to seminary.
Oh, you did? Well, okay. And you know what? By the way, there's nothing wrong with being a Bible scholar.
Right.
No,
people always say, I'm not a Bible scholar. I'm going like, well, we should all.
We need Bible scholars.
We need Bible scholars.
I agree with you.
You agree with me what?
What you just said, you remember?
Okay, yeah, that's why I was testing you.
No, it has to be a miracle of God, and not just yesterday and the last couple days, but throughout its history.
Yes.
The Six-Day War,
right?
For example, you hear stories. I remember hearing a story about an Israeli tank squadron that just drove right past an Egyptian tank squadron. They didn't even see them, and they were like right in front of them.
Yeah.
So God has had his hand on the nation of Israel since its inception.
One other thing about that is, and then Fred, I want to get your reaction to it, what will Israel's response be, and then Steve's, is you know who doesn't mess with Israel anymore? Jordan. Mm-hmm. These are bordering nations. Jordan, Egypt.
Syria, maybe?
Syria doesn't mess with Israel as a country. They have some terrorists there who engage. And in Lebanon, it's really sad. Lebanon is the country just north of Israel that you're hearing about in the news, is where Hezbollah is.
Right.
The Lebanese people are not all Hezbollah fighters or terrorists, but the Hezbollah basically has... like a gang controls a neighborhood, mm-hmm. That's the way Hezbollah controls much of Lebanon. Lebanon used to be called the Paris of the Mediterranean.
Yeah, beautiful.
Because it was a beautiful, Beirut was a beautiful city. Lebanon, a beautiful country. The Bible mentions Lebanon.
It was majority Christian.
Yes.
Yes.
It's where Solomon got the cedar trees.
Yes, to from build Lebanon.
To build the temple.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So Lebanon goes back, you know, to the Bible times. It's a shame that a terrorist organization basically controls much of the country there. But I say that to say this, Jordan, Egypt, Syria, they're not messing with Israel. They want a pact and they want peace. Okay. But, these terrorist organizations like Hamas and Hezbollah, don't. So Steve, comment on that. And then, tell me, and then we'll go to Steve. We'll revert with Fred. Tell me what you think or what you've been reading may happen in the next 24, 48, 72 hours.
All right. Yes, those nations. There is some question about whether Egypt is allowing or shipping some munitions into the Gaza Strip.
I don't think they are, but tunnels. That's my opinion.
But
yeah.
What I'm hearing is that the U.S. is saying, and the U.S. was the one that warned Israel, for some reason the U.S. warned Israel about the rocket attacks that were coming yesterday. What I'm hearing, the U.S. is saying Israel is preparing to strike Iran's oil fields. I think it's a perfect excuse now to go in and get their nuclear program, but that's just me. But that's what I'm hearing.
I agree.
And I think that is absolutely going to happen. I don't know whether attacking the oil fields is a wise move. I'm not going to give my advice to Israel. They seem to be doing very well on their own, making their own decisions. That it depends whether they want to cripple Iran or just take out their nuclear capability. And by that, I mean their capability of getting nuclear weapons. I think Israel's been wanting to do that for a while, but they couldn't just simply attack another sovereign nation.
Unprovoked.
And this is, you can't get any more provoked than this. Iran attacked Israel, and in order to justify that attack with these ballistic missiles, Iran is going to have to admit that they are the ones exporting terror all throughout the Middle East. They're going to have to say, you attacked our proxies, Hezbollah. We fund them trying to destroy you.
Right.
But either way, Israel's going to take its best shot. Whatever they've been wanting to do, they're going to do. And I'll tell you what, if I was the mullahs, I'd be hiding in a cave somewhere because they may take them out too.
And even that might not save you.
Yeah.
The
mullahs.
Cave busters.
Right.
The mullahs, that's not a family down the street in Tehran. Right? The mullahs are the religious leaders. They're the ayatollahs.
They run the country.
Yeah, they're the Islamic religious leaders that control Iran. Go ahead, Fred, comment.
Well, I think I agree with Steve that I think they will go after the oil fields because that's where Iran is getting its money right now.
Right.
And it's Iranian money that funds Hamas and Hezbollah. By the way, it is Iranian oil that also is being shipped to Russia, and China is buying a lot of it too.
Yes.
So if this happens, expect world oil prices are going to take a big hike if this happens. Something very interesting happened in the last 10 days. Israel flew its F-16s down to Yemen. They did a refuel on the way. That was also a signal to Iran. If we wish to send our F-16s into your airspace, we can do it with a refuel. That's been a problem in the past. So I expect within a week or so that Israel will respond. It would not surprise me to go after the oil fields. They may also go after those facilities. And listen, the Israeli intelligence gathering operation is absolutely incredible. You want to know why they knew where Nasrallah was last week? He's the Hezbollah leader.
Yeah.
Israeli intelligence, we've learned this week, has been in Lebanon for months.
People say years.
They've been camped in there getting the latest intelligence where everybody is. And Netanyahu has said it. He makes it no secret. We know where you are, and we know how to get to you. They have proven this, especially just in the last 3 or 4 weeks. There was the Hamas leader in Tehran.
Right.
Back several months ago. There was Nasrallah, the Hezbollah leader, just in the last 10 days.
Almost their entire leadership structure.
Your days are numbered. You coordinate attacks on Israel, your days are numbered. They're going to find you, and they're going to kill you.
Yes. And they're carrying out this operation now. Netanyahu is serious. You know, there's a lot of pressure from the United States to back off, and Joe Biden says ceasefire 14 times a week.
Right.
They're not listening to him.
That ain't going to happen.
The Israelis have invaded southern Lebanon.
Yes.
They're going after Hezbollah, and I think they want to cripple them or wipe them out.
One other country I failed to mention that also doesn't want any kind of conflict with Israel, Saudi Arabia. So the Saudis, these are Arab countries. The Saudis, the Egypt, this is my opinion, Saudis, Egyptians, Jordanians. I think if you were to survey the Lebanese people without having Hezbollah standing over their shoulder watching them, they would vote for peace with Israel. They don't want war with Israel.
Yeah. Add to that all the Abraham Accord countries.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, go ahead,
I heard
Steve.
One of the sources I listen to every so often said that that Hezbollah had a task force that was convened to decide what targets to hit and everything in Israel, and the Mossad is so entrenched in there that the leader of the task force was a Mossad agent.
That's what I was going to, when I mentioned they've been there maybe for years, that's what I'm talking about, that they had infiltrated Hezbollah with Mossad agents. So the leader of the task, the leader
Mossad
of the task.
Mossad being the equivalent of our, CIA?
FBI, yes.
Yeah, their intelligence.
FBI?
MI6, yeah.
Yeah. CIA/FBI.
Okay, Fred, I want to ask you, you study the scriptures as it relates to Bible prophecy and so forth. In Israel, do you believe that Israel's protection has been from, I said, Almighty God? Do you think that's...
I believe that 100%.
Think you can prove that with the Bible, I guess?
100%. I mean, there's recent history since Israel was reformed as a nation in 1948. There have been 3-4 times, at least, that they have been outnumbered, attacked, and God has spared them.
Including... the day the United Nations recognized Israel as a nation, sovereign nation. 1948, they were attacked.
They didn't have much more than shovels to defend themselves at that point. But God is going to protect them. And I understand and I appreciate the fact there are people listening and, you know, that have different views on eschatology.
Right.
But I believe that the next big event is the rapture. and that Israel, according to Scripture, will be in place. Because when the rapture occurs and the Christians are taken away for that seven-year period of the tribulation, Israel has to be intact because that's where the Antichrist goes to set up his kingdom. Also, when the tribulation is over, this is Jesus returns just outside of Jerusalem. He's going to return to the Mount of Olives. That's where he went back to heaven,
right?
And that is where he's going to return. Jerusalem will, there will be a city called Jerusalem in place. David Jeremiah has a brand new book out called The Golden Age. It just came off the shelves yesterday. And he's preaching on that right here at American Family Radio at 5:30 in the morning, Central Time, if you want to listen to it.
And you're up early enough to hear it.
And I'm up early enough. I'm on my way into work to listen to it. But he talks about, you know, the Mount of Olives is going to split. This is even in the Old Testament.
From folks. Zechariah or Zechariah?
Hope our bus isn't on that. And that happens. Anyway.
But it's going to split. There's going to be rivers of water that flow from Jerusalem all the way down. And the Dead Sea is going to live again. All that, you know, that the way it is right now is, and there's going to be fishing in the Dead Sea. It's going to happen. So the future is absolutely incredible as to what's going to unfold. But do I believe that Israel will continue to be defended? God will use the Israeli army, the Israeli intelligence, and all of that.
Which he did in the Old Testament.
Which he did in the Old Testament. But there were periods in the Old Testament when, listen, the army surrounded them, and, you know, they were protected. So that's the way it's going to be.
Are they going to have to rename the Dead Sea? I don't know. They're forming a committee to do that?
It'll be a live sea.
A live sea?
Yes.
Well, it seems clear. God's ways are not our ways, so folks, please, I'm not trying to get in God's mind. That's not possible. I am finite and not especially adept at these kind of things. But it doesn't seem to me that God would have, in my opinion, supernaturally recreated the nation of Israel in 1948. And you can go back to 1917 and all the things that happened. That why recreate this nation if it is not to exist there permanently? And if it exists there permanently, God will either supernaturally or in oversight of all the nations, including Israel, divinely protect or use the wisdom that he gives the Israelis to defend them.
Yeah,
I don't see them being pushed into the sea by anybody.
And there's one. I think there's one more aspect to this, and it goes back to Genesis 12. I'll bless those that bless you. I'll curse those that curse you. The United States better stand firmly behind Israel.
And Iran, guess what?
Yes.
This applies to you as well.
Yes.
I will say this. I hope for the sake of the Iranian people, who it seems like, from what I've heard, what I've been hearing, many of them are turning to Christ.
Amen.
All right? I certainly hope that the Iranian people overthrow the mullahs at some point and take their country back for their own sake.
Yes.
You want to move on to...
Go.
We're starting to hear stories now out of the flood zones in Tennessee and... North Carolina, there's just a horrendous aftermath of Helene. Death toll now at 160 plus, and they expect that to rise. There's still dozens and dozens that haven't been accounted for. But here's what we are, the trending stories now. Donald Trump set up a fundraiser, a GoFundMe page, which has raised $2 million for flood relief. You can put that against... What Joe Biden has been doing. Did I give you the? I did give you the number, Brent, number 10. Yeah. All right. I want you to listen. This is a lady that was interviewed on NBC, who was asking her about is the government response enough? At 10.
Do you think the government is doing enough?
Honestly, I don't know how you did not have a formal press conference or something from either President Biden or Kamala Harris. I mean, how do you not say anything for 4 days? They've been stranded for 4 days, and this is the first we've heard from them at all. FEMA is not on the ground there at all. They are not in these cities, not in these towns, and not in these villages.
Huh. Where was the lady living?
That was in Tennessee, one of the decimated areas. She's talking about family that is her family that's stranded. They have a little bit of water, but...
That's Terrell, and then let you jump in here, sure. Wesley, when I'm trying to dominate the conversation. But that's terrible. If that's true, the federal government, nobody is helping them. Now, there are Christian groups going, 8 Days of Hope,
Samaritan's Purse,
and some of these others.
And
they're finding a way in.
I'm sure that FEMA is somewhere there. I mean, the federal government has not completely lifted its hands off of this. And there's an awful lot of damage to go around. And
right.
It might not be fair criticism to say they haven't reached everybody. But
actually, Biden is going to North Carolina today, and I think Kamala Harris is going to be in Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, to the lady's point, though, this is days later when criticism is mounted. Where are you?
I'm trying to understand here. I'm looking at two different maps of Helena, and I'm not sure which one's right. So where did it start and where did it begin? Or where did it begin and where did it end?
It came through Florida.
Yeah,
came ashore.
The big bend of Florida.
The big bend of
Florida. See, this one, I don't understand why this is saying Georgia then.
Well,
maybe that's expected.
It went up through Georgia.
That's old. Yeah. I think that's old.
That's an old.
Yeah, the flooding in Georgia is where the problem.
Okay.
Devastating flooding in Georgia, North Carolina, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Those three states in particular.
They say in North Carolina, 2 feet of rain.
You know, in case people think I'm being unfair to the Biden administration, mm-hmm. you remember after Hurricane Katrina
mm-hmm.
that Bush was soundly criticized in the media
mm-hmm.
because he flew over Katrina
yes.
and went back to D.C. All right. So I'm just saying the news media needs to be fair. I know that may sound naive, but when I say they should have at least had press conferences and then and said, listen, we are unleashing the full power of the federal government to help these people. There are still people who are completely cut off, yes. no power, no drinkable water. I read
a
story.
You can't live like that for very long.
A story this morning saying grocery store shelves are empty.
Yes.
There's no way to get food in.
Are you talking about in North Carolina or
I think
Georgia?
I think that was in North Carolina.
Kamala Harris has taken some heat for a photo that they released of her in a plane flying over, and she's apparently talking on her iPhone with an earbud in, but the earbud is not attached to the iPhone.
Oops. So she's
it's a photo
she's
op.
Fake. It's just a fake photo. And Joe Biden is taking some heat because the other day a reporter asked him, is the government going to do anything more to help the victims, and he said no. We're doing everything we can, but no more.
Yeah.
So
yeah. this is a bad look for the administration, and it's more than just a bad look. This is not the way. We all complain about taxes, okay? But I think we are all in agreement, both sides of the political spectrum, that we expect that we spread the taxes around to help people when they are overwhelmed by circumstances. This is part of what we expect the federal government to do. We pool our resources, get some people in there, and get these folks some help.
Well, we're out of time. Steve, thank you.
My pleasure.
My thanks to Wesley, Ed, Fred, Brent Creeley, our producer. Is that it? Do we have anybody else on? I don't think so.
No guest.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate it very much. Have a great afternoon. We'll see you back here tomorrow.